Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are all a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook, and I'm your host on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in to Station 1 on BBSRadio.com. It's a positive power production. Unique perfection evolves. Exquisite feelings awaken. Producing passion style.
Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show. And tonight, I did prepare a little bit for my show because I've been writing in my journal through the knowing and being revealed some very heavy-duty things that even myself, I do not understand. I'm going to start with that and then let the show just flow where it needs to go. The knowing tree is what was represented to me. I kept seeing the trees. I learned to see auras from the trees at first. That's how God showed me how to see auras, was by staring out at trees at nighttime and looking at the leaves touch each other and watch the way that they communicate. Trees are here for a purpose, the main purpose, to hold the roots of the earth together, along with the block and the boulders. But this is called the knowing tree. As one of God's wonderful creations, there is the tree of life, effortless by habit. This is chapter 1. In this book, by way, no way, shape, or form can be reproduced, copied, spoken of, or copycatted on any other shows or any other parts of the Internet, or others will have it to pay. Chapter 1, Evolving. Behold, in bewilderment, trees weep with pride. The knowing tree is empowered by its own master. Housing is its mother, earthbound to be established. Seed of within its own care, travels gasped with fame. Fast throughout nature's laws. Environment, nature grows, cycles churn for nature's tree. Reaping what is sowed, reproducing by ways of germination. Shelled within protection, going within to its meat is each seed. To the depths of knowledge, the toll of God's majestic reign measures the movements of habitual pride. Creators, creatures, all various of color, such wonder, changing of each of kinds and shapeshifts to its very own ways, as well as size, great and small. Though as one of seven to the knowing, this is very hard because this is a very deep sentence. Though as one of seven, the knowing chooses God of goddesses from stars. I'm going to stop right there because I did not know what that meant until today, and I wrote this several days ago. But choosing one of seven of the knowing God of goddesses of the stars, the one of seven is the bull, which is Taurus. Well, Taurus has been coming to me for quite a while now. I've been dreaming about the bull, and the bull holds the horns up by the, you know, it's known that that star, those seven stars hold up the earth. And it's also known the white bull, the, you know, that people look for. I'll get on to that in a minute after I read more. And so one of seven of the knowings, chosen God of goddesses from the stars, carefully exchanging guards, changing like the wind, carrying tree to evolve the sea. Needs are bond by nailing its face and flourish fruitly with harvest growth, which is the moon changing. touched by the elements of the universe hand, out with humble abide, atmospheric breath and clean breath breathe the souls to survive. Kissed by the sun, tears of the rain, swaying in the wind, roots of death of its longing for its mother, are the earthly tent, in the orderly fashion are the harvest moon and the current events. Changing trees, clothing, God the knowing, who's the master tailor, seasons its perfect success in the capture that he has sown through the harvest that he has made. Now, with all of that being said, there's still more to come. The master tailor being God, and with the sun and the rain and the wind representing each of the harvest moon, that's how the tides are changed and everything's changed, and that's with his hand, and with that seven star, that which is the seven sisters, by the way, those are the stars that change in the Little Dipper, which changed the actual seasons of the world. So I didn't know that until just today too. Tree being much, being now such cause for saplings. Trees now being such called for saplings, as these babies dropped for their landings in perfect place. Now thoughtful ways of food. This knowing tree, all made to order and establish willingness to grow. For more seed birth, the tree feeds our mother's earth, this earth. Humble and our honor and grandeur, wisdom the tree shelters up 1,000 so free in its nature's course. Following strict instructions of what is to be manifested by the knowing of the spoken through the breath of the Creator's atmospheric breath. With due respect, standing in the cosmic law of need, though always shed to survive once Mother Earth has birthed this tree, not by withstanding in such a crowd for the trees to crowd one another, as the smaller one, more needy, tree sapling will now bow out gracefully in order to part, become a part of the mighty huge tree. In its needy need to be food for one of the bigger, stronger trees, we will thus evolve into change. It will thus evolve into change, sowing the soil to within one another, inside knowing quality to be spread into feeding this earth. The tree will turn into what is so rotten to so ripe, into dust where it, the once soil, the dust did sow. So that's your dust to dust, turning back to dust to dust. And it feeds through back up to the tree. Though not yet, the perspectives of humanistic reality is in the standing tree, because we don't ourselves even take the time to take a look at what's going on in nature. We're so busy being hateful. Yet, still yet swaying in this lifestyle. Needy and needs of such and a wisdom, although small and seemingly scrawny to somewhat beholding eyes, wisdom tree will then turn to what is so wrought and so ripe in its dust that once soil dust did sow, will with gladness and gratitude and abundance with its ripeness, more it's ripened and pruning of feeding one's delight. Through nothing of this tree is wasted, nothing at all, by way of replenishing even, if over-ripened, fruit of dying limbs become ground's food for nourishing the mighty root system vein of life, evolving back into mulch, light consistent to one speck of life, with the raindrop softly turning liquid mulch into the tree's blood. Flowing from the ground up is the knowing tree. And then yesterday I wrote, What is this I hear, the rustling in my ear? It is, I say, the knowing I have come through the tree. Communications am I am here for the unveiling of my showing. Like, guys, here's this. This is the unveiling. I say, with this before we talk of knowledge, what on earth does not a branch out of life to survive, by way of tree to strive of my life to be so alive? Is tree the food for most of many, and homes for them, of other creatures as well? Tree continues to be even created into carvings for art, musical instruments, as paper writings and readings that are meant in its meaning of life. This tree of life in my deepest, what is my deepest well. Say, I am I, the knowing I am, to what is now to be written, for the understanding and seeking of this veil. What was needed is needs to keep this world peace and breathing, the cleansing of this foliage, the ceremony of many, giving thanks for what has been such a blessing, giving back saplings to replace what was been taken away. Tree is the wisdom of the earth, by keeping air pure from its leaves, by its leaves, containing the canopy, the veil, the canopy of Mother Earth's creatures and creation to breath, for breath, and for nature's filters, for each tree has within and around it to be lifted and attained. Now let me tell you how this tree has its meaning so deep. The circle of life is counted by the years of the life in each tree within its trunk, forming a circle by way of growth and circle's mark, counting the rings from the outside to the smallest circle within. The age of the tree, where its first life did start, so humbly did begin. The age of a tree, as the circle surrounds within its trunk, is the deeper of its root into Mother Earth to embed its tree of life. So, if you cut open a tree, long way, you know, just chop it off, and see the rings around it all the way into the very center core. And every ring represents its full circle for a full year. And that's how you count how old a tree is, come full circle. Tree of life of all the creatures created to breathe, because it gives breath to so many, every creature great and small, by what is meant in the meaning of life. Now I ask the knowing, known as the money tree for its paper, as for money is the root of all evil, you see. What did take root long ago was the tree of life of such fruit by the apple of knowledge, for want each to say and bite and say, yes, I know, or do I say no. This is the beginning of the ponderings of the knowing by going within to each living truth of the depth of what I am to say inside of choosing and changing, respectfully so. So with that, all I want to say is that money is the root of all evil, comes from the tree, unless we go back to the precious minerals of, you know, gold and silver, and the canopy over the trees is what keeps our breath breathing pure. And cutting down all these trees and planting all these houses by using the tree the wrong way, just like the tree of knowledge it is, you know, utilizing it, it's supposed to be feeding us, but it can house us as well, but getting all stingy, like taking people's work and repeating it and doing the stuff that they do out there, being hateful. This world has turned hateful, I tell you, and hungry, 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 let's make more, when there's already plenty out here, and cutting them down and building and making things, out of the tree, it's taking the canopy away from the earth, and that's the veil I didn't understand what I was writing, as you can tell, because it is deep, 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 deep. That's why I stumbled over it so much, because I can't hardly comprehend it myself. So I have to Google a lot of what I said, because I don't even know what the knowing's saying to me half the time. And that's what burns me up when other people take this and that and what have you, the next show that I have that comes after me and repeats almost identical to what I say. And it just aggravates the crap out of me when other people call me a crybaby over that crap, because it's just ludicrous. When I get these things from the knowing and I know where I get them from, and, you know, it's just, it's aggravating me. It's aggravating me to the point to where I need to look at why is it aggravating me. It aggravates me because it is a formula like the stars. You connect them perfectly in harmony to save this world, not to say, look at me, and look at what I got. I do this and I do that and that. It's not what this is all about. It's about saving the dadgum world. Now I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to breathe some, and I'm going to hope somebody got that message. Because we need purification of our air, and we need purification of our breath, because this world needs breathing of peace, the foliage of cleansing, because every little particle of a tree reproduces itself to the bigger wisdom tree, the wisdom tree. The foliage of the smaller tree wants to feed the wisdom tree and become a part of the wisdom tree that is so big and mighty and bold. I used to study under a wisdom tree. I used to hold wisdom trees. I hug trees. You cut off a tree branch, it's going to branch out with more. And if you, like with the dogwood tree that my kids ran over when they were little, I took my spit and I spit down in it, and I took two popsicle sticks and I wrapped it around with a Band-Aid, and lo and behold, was that not the strongest part of the tree? And did you know that you have to replace a tree in its exact north, south, east, or west, or north, east, north, south, you know, like that, before it will grow? If you take a tree from its uprooted position, you have to replace it facing exactly how it came. That's just the law of nature, or it will not reproduce. And here in the part where I said that Gifted Within, when I read this to her, she's the one that told me about this. She said that the more, I said, what does this mean about the pruning it? And it reproduces more with grandeur, and it's very graceful, happy with delight. It says, with gladness and gratitude and abundance will ripen more each pruning and feeding one's delight. So that's why God has put the creatures and great and small out there to eat off the trees, so that it will replenish and foliage will be more plenty each year. So it's just like the leaves falling down. And it's so neat how the tree of life, the tree that I have drawn, so beautiful, and its roots grow so deep, and it wraps around Mother Earth, the tree of life does, and it holds Mother Earth. And it's like the winter doesn't touch the fall, and the spring does not touch the summer in its branches. And the spring and the summer tie off in a knot, and then the winter and the summer tie off in a knot. It's a really cool tree that I've drawn. Yeah, my idea. Not my idea, the knowing. Who has the knowing in them? When I hear my stuff out there, you know, oh, wait, I'm delusional. I'm making that up, and I'm being a crybaby. No, I'm not. It's like taking on my identity, and I'm getting sick of it, you know? And I don't like the way people talk to me, down at me, and condone me when I come up with a problem, and I want to tell somebody something. You know, and I get slapped and ludicrous and slandered all over the place. I think that's horrible. People have so much hatred in their hearts. I don't talk to other people that way. I don't talk, you know, it's almost like in my everyday life, in every way I walk, I give and I give and I give and I give and I give, just like the tree. And I get cut down and I get used for different things and I'm not replaced. You know, look at your lives. It's just like last week. The Knowing was the first song that was played. The Knowing by Heather. And then I had Uncle Ronnie's song played, and the whole show was revolved around, what is your niche? What is your nitty-gritty? I haven't heard the word nitty-gritty. I've used it a couple of times on the show, but I haven't used the word nitty-gritty in a very long time. And that's my mother's nitty-gritty word. That's an old Southern word, nitty-gritty. You can Google it. You won't find anything but my stuff called the nitty-gritty. But sure enough, show after mine sure can use the nitty-gritty word all and tell all about finding your niche and finding your ways and means and it's just aggravating to have someone copycat you right after your own show. But I am a crybaby if I say anything about it. But I'm not going to cry anymore. I'm just going to tell you that my originals are my originals from the Creator, the Knowing. And I read and I do not prepare for my shows. It just comes right out, and it's coming right out right now because evidently God needs to be telling me that I need to be speaking this thing and standing up for myself instead of being so sweet and gentle like I always am, because I'll get pushed into a corner, and by God, that's the end of it. Because I pay for my shows. I pay a lot of money for these shows. I do not get put on these shows for free. And so that makes me a part of being somebody else's employee. I'm not the employee. I am part of the CBS radio station. And it needs to be put up there to where I get to feel comfortable with what I'm doing. And I feel comfortable now with what I'm doing. I'm going to go on with my show now. I've said enough. Now, if we think that the tree's cleansing of its foliages and the ceremonies that we have and making the pipes, think of that. Remember John DeBoer? And we were talking about all the different flutes and the music and how they mimic the birds. Ain't that something? That is something else, isn't it? To be able to have the flutes mimic the birds out of the tree. And if you think about it, the blessings that it gives in giving thanks back and the saplings that are placed on this earth that the birds drop down or the winds, the seven winds change and blow them around. You know, they have to have the proper sunlight, the proper strength, just like a child has to have enough room to move and grow. Can't crowd somebody out. But what a tree sapling does is it goes on and turns back into mulch. It turns back into what it was formed before and goes down deep into the roots of the wisest wisdom tree and replenishes it and becomes the blood veins for that tree, because it wants to help it nurture and grow. And then it becomes a branch. It becomes its own branch of that wise wisdom tree. And it can give wisdom, and it can give housing, and it can give food, and it can give things to the universe with being a part of the oneness, because we are the oneness. We are not separate. We are one. And it then, with its branches, grows its beautiful buds of beautiful flowers and fruits and feeds the creatures, great and small, and the humans and all people. And you think of it, every creature that God created, the Knowing created, uses the tree for survival. But we're tearing down the trees. Human beings are tearing down the trees, like the rainforest. And the canopy of the trees is what keeps us alive. And that, my friend, everybody wants to see what's behind the veil. Well, by God, gonna see it. Because the whirlwinds are gonna come. The floods are gonna come. The global warming's gonna come. The fires are gonna come. Because everybody's so intrigued to see what's behind the veil. The veil is the tree. The tree. And don't think I don't know what I'm talking about, because the Knowing is the one that told me. And I'm not tooting my own horn, because I'm not the one that needs to be tooted. He's just using me to talk about it, because I've had enough and he knows I have and he's on fire. Now, the naturalness of each fiber that surrounds and attains its life is something to behold as well. And each circle that marks, like the Native Americans, the circle, the truth wheel, the medicine wheel, seeks the truth, know the truth, hear the truth, seek the truth, walk the truth, talk the truth. Earth wisdom, right? The beat of Mother Earth, the beating of Mother Earth, we beat the drum, right? Okay, but where does it, the animal, get its food and its mate and its where does it get its shelter? The tree has to have the tree for shade. We have to shade the earth from the sun to keep it cool. We have to, all that crap that the humans are building, it filters through the leaves of the tree to keep our oxygen pure. I know y'all are catching all this, but I sure did write it in a way that was so like, I don't even know who it's like. It's not even like anything I've ever heard. I mean, behold in bewilderment, the tree reaps with pride, empowered by its own master, housing its mother, earth, bound to be established. Seeds within its own core travel, gasp with fame, fast throughout nature's laws. Embarkment, natural growth cycles churn, for nature is the tree. Reaping what is to sow, reproducing by way of germination, shelled within perfection of its protection, within its meat is each seed. To the depths of knowledge is the toll of the majestic rain, measure of the movements of habitual pride. Creatures of the Creator, all various in colors of wonder, changing only each of a kind, shape shift to its own ways, as well as sizing great and small. So, as one of seven, the knowing chooses God of goddesses from the stars, carefully with exchanging of guards, changes like the wind, carrying the tree to evolve, thus be. Needs of bonded nailing in space to flourish fruitfully with a harvest growth. Now that to me reminds me of God being nailed on the cross, nailing, needs of bonding, nailing its space to flourish fruitfully for harvest growth. Him being nailed on the cross and then coming through the Holy Spirit into us, is that not like feeding the tree of life? Is God not like the tree of life? And through him being in us, the knowing, coming up and branching up through us, and us all gaining the knowledge that we can from that tree to apply to his wisdom each and every day. And the shape-shifting. People are so scared of shape-shifting. Like human beings can do it. Well, let me tell you, it's the animals and the creatures that shape-shift, because they can, lizards can flatten themselves and go up under things, and snakes can shift and shape and go under things, and animals can weasel, cats can maneuver into the smallest little hole. And reaping what they sow, the trees reap down and then they eat again what they have sown. How many things that God has created does that? I mean, think about it. Everybody wanted to know, you know, touched by the elements, universal hand, which is what? Humble abide of the atmospheric breath that breathes for soul to survive. That's our soul. We have to have this tree of life, God within us, kissed by the sun, not to take the sun for granted, to be so in the bright light that it will burn you. You have to be respectful of the bright light. You have to be gentle with the bright light, like laying out in the sun. Kissed by the sun, tears of the rain, to be happy or joyous or sad or whatever, but gentle rains, swaying with the wind, can the tree do? It bends easily without all these crazy things that are going on in the world because the trees are being torn down. Roots that are so deep, longing for its mother to just grasp and wrap around its mother for protection. The earthly tent it does represent. Just like our earthly tent, our bodies are just like trees. We are walking trees. We're known as in the Native American culture as a talking tree. Did you know that? In orderly fashion, as the harvest moon's current events, changing trees' clothing, because the moon's harvest, changing its cycles, changes us for our season. Changing trees' clothing. God the knowing, who is the master tailor. Yeah, God the knowing. That's my pet name that he gave me for him. God gave me that word for him. Oh, I don't think many people are married to God the same way I am, because we all have our personal relationship with God. You know, he gives everybody else their own name for him. Seasons, his perfect success in time, captured sown in the harvest that he has made. Tree being now such cost for a sapling, because the tree needed a baby. These babies drop for the landing's perfect place. Now, in thoughtful ways of food. Now, does a tree need a male or a female, or is it a male and female together? Huh? Does it already have its food? Does an acorn tree, a watering oak tree, which is an acorn tree, have its, I mean, the watering oak tree has one type of fruit, but does the, you know, the little spindles that spindle down. But then there's the 6 or 8 leaf oak tree that has the acorn tree. And then when I went to the reservation to study for 7 years, I learned to eat off the land. That's another thing that burns me up, is people get out there and they say they're this and say they're that, and they say they're psychic and they say they're this and that. Where do they study? Where in the world did people study to be all these masters that they say they are? Because I sure did do some blood, sweat, and tears. That's like saying, skipping off school and saying you're Miss Genius and that, Mr. Genius and that, bam, you are just a know-it-all. You know, but I'm a crybaby. Let me shut up. With due respect, understanding the cosmic law of need, through ways shed to survive, once Mother Earth has birthed each tree, now by withstanding in such to crowd one tree to another. That's why, with due respect in nature's laws, that tree will bow out. Not that the other trees killed it, because you can see all those little shoots of bamboo and, you know, the bamboos grow very slowly, very, very slowly. And you think they're not going to make it. And then all of a sudden they'll shoot up all over the place. And you'll see in your bushes and new little trees, you know, and they'll stay. But a lot of them choose to go on and become mulch themselves to feed the other trees. And sturdier the roots. The roots go for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. They go down and they go out. You go out there, people, look at a tree. Go and find one that is close to another tree. Or go and just look at a tree in the darkness and look at its leaves that are not quite touching one another but are. And look at, like, the funny papers that used to have those things in them. I'm going to get up a minute, so bear with me. Those trees that had the, those funny papers that had the little, you stare through them and they were dimensional and you'd get a little picture of them or something like that. You remember those? Do you remember those? Well, that's how you do it. You glare through the tree, kind of like you're glaring through the clouds. And, that's how you get the picture of seeing the aura and the energy of the trees touching one another. It's very unique and very great. But calling numbers on the front of the page, if anyone wants to call in, I'm not going to give them out because I rarely get call-ins anyway for some reason or another, but I sure do get a lot of emails afterwards that say that they tried to call in. And a lot of times I get emails that say that they just love the show or whatever, but I also get a lot of different kind of emails from it too. I'm not going to go there. I'm through with all that stuff. I said what I need to say, and I'm on to the next message. Hear what is rustling in your ear. Don't you just love the sound of the going, the trees talking, and the canopies? So what I'm asking each and every one of you to do is start becoming more aware of paper, money, paper that you write on, paper, the wood, the tables, the thing, every sofa and every chair has wood under it that we sit on that came from a tree, your coffee tables, your foundations of your houses, everything is the tree of life. Its fruit feeds us. Does that make any comprehension to anybody? And this best not be reproduced. This best not be duplicated because this is my story and I'm sharing it with you. I've already copywritten these first two parts and got them notarized and certified to myself the old poor man's way. And I also sent copies to Don, Doug, and Seth, and Leslie, and a few others who document the timestamp. Because I am sick and tired of my stuff getting out there and then getting written, like with Secret and all those other places, you know, with what I had to offer, you know, in my blogs and in my journals and online, and then people making all this buku magazine money on it. Because it's not something to be make money on. It's something to save the freaking world. And when it's ready and when I give you permission to give time to tell this stuff, it's going to be done right. It's going to be in a journal, orderly fashion, and it's going to be handed out freely. So just wait and be patient. That's all I ask is wait and be patient and let it be in a booklet that is going to be handed out in the perfected way. And God bless the tree that allows us to ride on it. You know? Because that's going to be the tree that paper is going to help save a lot of things. You know, I love to watch my dog dig a hole under a cool tree. And I let my bushes grow. I let them grow really high. I let them grow as high as they possibly want to. Because they become the most beautiful trees of all. Have you ever noticed that? A bush is so gorgeous with its berries on it. Think of this. Caterpillar. Caterpillar starts up in a tree. It's not eaten by a creature. And then it lives on the ground. But then it grows back up. Let me tell you about a dream that I had the other night. I dreamed right after I was ridiculed to death over saying what was on my mind. I dreamed that I had to go out and catch some spider webs. And I had to put them on green felt. This lady had told me to do this. And I was talking to Gifted Within on the phone, and I said, let's look up what some of these things mean in dream interpretation. That my feminine psychic was being messed with. That's what the spider web meant. And then I was to also gain, I dreamed of a horse, and I dreamed of three dogs, and I dreamed that the horse was very cautious, not to hurt the dogs, but the dogs were, it was a loose horse, and it was wrapping itself all around the dog's feet. And so it kicked one of the dogs in the head, and so I had to go lay my hands down on it like I can do. I can trance people, and I had company here this weekend, and I hypnotized him totally out. He said he didn't even know when I clicked my fingers whether he was coming or going or whether he really heard it or not. And I said, what did you feel when you were out there? What were you thinking? He said he was totally blank. You people don't even know who I am, you know. You think I'm just somebody that rattles along sometimes, but what I do in my real life, I don't show on this Internet because people in this Internet will go take it and try to utilize it and do it. And, you know, it's dangerous stuff out there if you don't know what you're doing. But anyway, after I hypnotized that guy out, you know, and and talked to him a little bit about what happened and stuff like that. I had this really neat dream, and the horse, you know, what it represents. And, you know, people like horses. I've told you this before, and, like, my name's Kathy, and I'm this tall cat that can, that's psychic. I'm a tall cat that's psychic, and I can ride a horse anywhere. I don't want to call myself psychic. I'm a gifted person. Everybody's got the intuition in them. You know, we're born with intuitions and instincts. And, you know, I do this atmospheric breathing and go out there and breathe my atmospheric breath and go out there into the, like an astronaut, and just go out there and breathe and breathe and breathe and disassociate myself from everything. But I have to look at myself. Am I in myself while I'm out there, or am I watching myself dream? Because if I'm watching myself dream, then I'm on a vision quest because I'm out of my body and I'm doing a vision quest. It's something that I am working on to get accomplished and get established. And I was outside my body gathering those spider webs. And I will do my rituals, by God. And when I do my rituals, it's just like the other day. I took that key and I locked up Satan for thousands of years. I did my whole ritual because I was sick and tired of crap that's going on in this earth. My mother handed me the key, and I was raised that way to know these things and to know how to do them. And I took a video of it, and I sent it to somebody. I'm in business now, by God. It's time to get this world straight, and I'm here to be one of the people to do it, to push that red button or not to push that red button, but to get this world straight and to quit condemning and being so right-winged and so crappy to other people. Because the hatred's got to stop. It's because you hate your own darn self is why you're like that. And I'm talking about you as in third person. You and you and you and you and you. Going over to other people and talking nasty and hateful to people. It's because you hate your own self and you can't even look at your own self in the mirror. I don't treat people like that. Never have and I never will. I'm grateful for what I get. I'm grateful for how I behave. I'm honored of how I behave. I love myself. I love who I am. I love what I do. I love being who I am. I love this body I'm in. I love what I look like. I love every part of me. And I honor not being able to walk well because it gives me an opportunity to just sit in a chair and think and in my heart. And it gives me an opportunity to meditate. It gives me an opportunity to thank God that when I get up and take those steps that I don't take them for granted. And for me not to be able to breathe, and I have all this mold in my lungs, I thank God for that because I know that I can be healed from that if I do the proper things for it. But it also gives me the opportunity to see that I don't take my breath for granted, and it gave me the opportunity to know about this knowing tree, about the knowledge tree, and about the wisdom tree, about the trees of life that is keeping us from breathing. You know, it's certain things like that. There's always a lesson behind every little thing that comes in our life that seems to knock us down, but that's what makes us stronger. That's what makes us who we are. That's what makes us what we are. You know, it's just like the little rocks that I collect along the way. I look inside the stones. I look at the edgings that are on it, you know, and it gives me little pictures of things. It's not just a stone. That stone's been there for thousands of years. You know, that a person's brought back to me on purpose. And it's the oldest living creature on the earth with the tree. And the tree and the stone go side by side because it takes, just like this earth is, the holes in the earth are filled with water. And they drained on National Geographic the other day, they drained their technology, they drained the sea to let us see what was inside of it, which was mountains and land just like what's here on Earth. Well, just like Earth. What's the matter, puppy? Little dog's crying. But anyway, you got to think with your heart. You got to use logic with your mind. We've got to use our mind because it can't be mindless. You got to feel with your heart. And quit being addicts. What are you addicted to? Doesn't have to be a drug. Like my father was a workaholic. You know, he worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. We have to have balance in our lives. If we don't, then we're going to lash out at other people. You know? It's knowing what's to be said and done at the proper time. Now, I feel when somebody goes to somebody with a problem, and they really respect that person with a problem or a situation, then that person should respect that person and help them utilize a way and means to fix it and not call them all the damn trashiest names in the whole wide world that they can come up with. It only makes that person look like a stupid idiot to call them all those names, because what you say is what you are, and what you say to another person is what you're thinking of your own self. And with that said, I forgive that person with all my heart for the love of him to damn death. I love him like my own brother blood. And but anyway, yeah, people have such anger if I tell them, just like a conversation I had with this person that came to visit me, was trying to tell me how I felt, or was trying to tell me I cannot. Nobody has the power to tell me I cannot. Nobody has the power to tell me I can't. Nobody has the power to tell me no. And nobody has the power to tell me how I feel, because nobody's in my body. Nobody is a part of me. Only I'm a part of me. And nobody can tell me anything about me. Nothing. They can only tell what they say of me is what they say and feel of their own self, because there's no way, shape, or form that they're inside of me experiencing what I have experienced in my life and what I felt. And reproducing what I speak on a show, exactly the next show after me, makes a person look really, really, really lame. And for people not to get that just is ludicrously ridiculous, and it's really sad. It's really sad. And it causes a person to say, you know, a lie. You know, why do people lie? That's what I want to understand. I was taught never, ever to lie. Maybe I'm like George Washington, that could not tell a lie and chop down that cherry. He didn't chop down that cherry tree. You know, I will, my mother says I'm boldly, bluntly, bold-faced, bluntly honest to a fault almost. But I'm going to, you know, I'll get pushed into that corner, and I'm going to come out, and I'm going to tell some daggum strict, straight truth. I know no other way to do it but to tell you about this knowing wisdom tree. You know, that we are the ones that are destroying everything. Let us be alive. Let's strive to be alive. Let's strive to be the tree that we are and put on our clothing, not someone else's tail. I have my clothes tailor-made, and yes, I do. So what? And I am from a wealthy family that my father worked his ass off to make money for us children. Yes, I have my clothes tailor-made, but this person and other people are putting on my tailor-made clothes, and they do not fit them. No, they don't. They're taking half-assed parts of what I'm saying and making it into something of their own, and it's not being what God wanted it and meant it to be. So I got off the Internet for a while putting my stuff on there. Well, I started blogging again. Now, if you want to go to Bright, http://brighttassie.livejournal.com, that's where you can find the knowing tree. Now, people that want to understand colors and, you know, I don't know why you're so afraid of finding out. I give some hellacious readings. I call them deep root readings, and they usually last an hour long. And you don't have to give your real name, because it doesn't matter to me. And also, as soon as I'm off the air with your reading, or I get them mostly by phone, because my phone, I usually give three or four a day, but, I mean, a week, not a day, because I will not drain myself. It doesn't drain me, but I don't like to take another person's energy into another person's reading. That's why I don't understand how someone can be on a phone line and spit out one after another, after another, after another, because that's bringing a portal in, and that portal's open, and you're bringing that spiritual of that person that you just read, another portal in, and another, and mixing up that spirit up in there. You know, there's so many rules and regulations to follow, and it's becoming literally a joke out here. No wonder we're ruining ourselves, and, you know, I'm evolving, and I'm so evolved, people can't get under my skin, but I will daggum slap somebody silly with my words in my mouth if I am told that I am certain things, that they think that they know that who I am when they do not know who I am, because I have become and I have evolved into a daggum master, and I will not be cut down into something that I am not, and I have evolved, and I have studied my butt off to be who I am and to become the best teacher that I can be and to evolve into what I am and to give other people the best chance that I possibly can, to give them the shine, to give them the light, to give them their honor, to give them their pride, to give it proudness, not pride, but to give them something to hang on to. But give somebody, by God, the honor and decency of where you got your information from instead of calling it your own, especially after my daggum show. And that, with Seth, I'm off the air.